Do you like to travel by air?
Certainly.
It's the quickest and most efficient way. I would choose it over a 12-hour plus bus ride or car ride any day. Furthermore, when I set foot on a plane, I tend to feel slippy and end up drifting off for pretty much the entire flight. What do you think about traveling to outer space?
I think it's quite intriguing, as I believe that other life forms may exist.
Moreover, it's fascinating to find out more about the other complex galaxies surrounding us. I believe there is so much more to the universe than only Earth. Do you want to travel to the space?
Yes, of course.
I'd be really interested to see what else is out there. I'm not sure if this would happen in my lifetime, though. However, I've heard that one day we may be able to take trips to space. I think it's a possibility. The future never ceases to amaze me. Who would you like to go with?
At this point in time, I can just imagine going alone with a specialized person. Down the road, I could imagine going with my partner, and perhaps my children as well. I would love for all of us to share this experience together.
What would you prepare on a trip to the outer space?
Definitely appropriate astronomical gear, as I've seen in pictures. Furthermore, I would like to bring some kind of camera or video to be able to show my friends on Earth what I saw. Lastly, I would like to bring some kind of gift from Earth just in case I came across another life form there.
Where would you like to go?
The moon or Mars?
I would say the moon because I'm interested to know what it feels like to walk on it. I'm also curious if the myth that it's made out of cheese is accurate. On the other hand, I've heard there's water on Mars, suggesting that there could be life there. So I'd be fascinated to investigate that firsthand.
Do you think it's necessary to see other planets?
I would say it's a luxury more than a necessity for average people. However, I think it's necessary for science to investigate other planets so that we have better research and understanding of what is going on around us. Lastly, it's good for us humans to realize that Earth isn't the only planet.